Thank you, and welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Glad to be your host for the next 5 minutes or so. And a big thank you to Ron Jeffries and all of his crew at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. Another fantastic event that wrapped up this past weekend with the Ian Muncie concert along with Colby Acuff there. All of the things that they had, some new things this year and some of the old favorites that were back. So thanks to Ron Jeffries and the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo for using The Good Stuff to help get the word out.
Is your morning cup of coffee getting a little lonely? Well, it sounds like it's time to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News. Packed with insights on cattle, grain, horses, and all things ag-related, your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News in Belle Fourche. Visit TSLN.com.
Kim, did you know that next week is Random Act of Kindness Week?
I did not know that.
Well, it is. And you've heard of random acts of kindness.
Absolutely.
Where you do something nice for somebody else that's unexpected.
Yeah.
So actually, Random Act of Kindness Day is a week away on the 17th.
Oh.
So it comes after Random Act of Kindness Week. But apparently, from what I understand, the week always has to include Valentine's Day in it. And so this is the week, and then Monday is the actual day. So anyway, that's the way it goes out.
Oh,
so
they're just confusing us.
Yep. So Valentine's Day falls this Friday, February 14th, meaning that RAC, that's what we call it in the business for Random Acts of Kindness Week, will be observed from Sunday, February 9th to Saturday, February 15th. So just kind of wanted to give you some ideas of things that you could do for Random Acts of Kindness. Sign up to donate blood. That's a good thing to do.
That's a great thing.
Hold a door open for someone.
You know, that is always so appreciated, or at least it is when someone does it for me.
Donate $10 to a charity you believe in.
Very good.
So that's a nice one. And take time to leave a positive review for a local restaurant that you like.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So, you know, we maybe don't take enough time to show our appreciation for those things. So I was going to throw a few of those out there. All this week, I'll share some more of those for Random Act of Kindness Week. Kim, what do you have to share?
I've got nothing like competition. Newspaper editor Arthur Brisbane was telling his best cartoonist, Windsor McKay, that he was the second greatest cartoonist in the world. A reporter standing by, his curiosity aroused, asked Brisbane who was first. "I don't know," replied Brisbane, "but it sure keeps McKay on his toes."
That's right.
There you go. Here's another cute little one. A man, shocked by how his buddy is dressed, asked him, "How long have you been wearing that bra?" The man replied, "Ever since my wife found it in the glove compartment." Shame on you. "I wish I had enough money to buy an elephant." "What on earth do you need an elephant for?" "I don't need an elephant. I just need the money."
Yeah.
Sam Levinson sent that.
Kim, here a while back on The Good Stuff, I started sharing some different phrases that we've heard and we maybe don't know where they came from. Mm-hmm. You ever hear the phrase, "close but no cigar"?
Absolutely.
Well, during carnivals back in the 1800s, cigars were rewarded as prizes for winning carnival games.
Oh, my. That's a sign of the times that have now gone by.
Yes. How about burning the midnight oil? We've all heard that. In a time before electricity, candlelight or lamp oil was used for lighting. When you stayed up late to work, you literally burned the lamp oil at midnight.
That's right.
So that kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
And dressed to the nines. I'll bet you're not going to have any idea where this came
from. Not nines.
Yep.
I don't.
Dressed to the nines. Dressed to the nines meant that you were rich enough to literally purchase the entire 9 yards that it took to make a tailor-fit outfit, including a vest, jacket, pants, etc.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway,
that
just thought
means,
we'd share some of those.
Yeah, 9 yards.
9 yards of fabric. That's a lot, actually, I think.
That is. I say, what do we wrap today up with? With some unspoken social rules that we're going to speak about.
All right, I'll take notes.
Okay, this is from Julie French. She sent these in, sharing them with us. Respect others' time. Don't be late. Say bless you when someone sneezes. You know, sometimes you just kind of think those are common courtesies, but they're not so common, maybe. I don't know. Don't whisper secrets in group settings. Give people space in line. Respect the do not disturb sign. That sounds like it makes sense. And don't talk during a movie. Cover your mouth when coughing, or now you cough into your elbow.
That's right. And we'll have more of those on a future edition of The Good Stuff.